Welcome back to the Spotlight, and happy Halloween. As the nights get longer, and the ghouls and ghosts of October's end begin to peer around the corner, I want to ask you all, what's the best or scariest haunted house you've all been to? Or if you've somehow never been to a haunted house, what's your spookiest experience? I have a fear of both silence and darkness, so the most memorable haunted house I've been to was also the simplest. It was a dark labyrinth that you had to mostly feel your way through. Actors dressed in black wandered silently through and would sometimes start following you, or they might just wait for you to reach out and touch them. Most haunted houses and jump scares just usually cause me to laugh awkwardly, but that labyrinth was a pretty good one. The eerie, spooky ambiance that's been lurking in the background this whole time is an experimental electronic piece called October's Revenge by Vale Tokala. And it would be quite fitting for a late night stroll in a cold, thick, tangled forest. This is another piece that fits right into the dark, foreboding atmosphere of the season. This is Clockwork Apocalypse by Blackwind, an instrumental progressive metal piece where you can hear the clock ticking in the background. It sounds like time is quickly running out. Now we'll shift gears slightly, and while this song still has a dark feel to it, it's much more intense and energetic. It has lots of variety, and for those of you who love being bombarded with bass, this is Revolution, a hardstyle track by Crash. Moving on from the dark and spooky, after the fall comes the cold of winter, a time that sometimes brings bleak and dreary days of gray that make everything seem just a bit hopeless, a feeling that is captured very well in Schwabadi's simple but catchy tune, Sober.
Oh no. Guess I'll just stay sober, no point in wasting gold, don't wanna amplify this, I feel so time to grab a coat. When your friends all live without you, the bars all seem to close.
Nice to meet you. How's your day?
I'm kind of nervous.
This relaxed, jazzy piece is a cover by Nate Squares of Something Serious from Nekojishi. All the performances and blending of all the instruments are top-notch, and it gives this piece a unique feel. Feel that I think is quite different and, for me, better than the original.
Must I pretend that I'm someone else for all time? When will my reflection show who I am inside? There's a heart that must be free to fly, that burns with a need to know the reason.
This is one of my favorite songs to sing along to, and it was great to hear this vocal cover of Reflection from Mulan by Malcolm the Bear. His vocal performance is great, I love the modulation in parts, and I think his voice fits really well with the piece. I hope this isn't too heavy of a note to end on, but I'm sending you off with A Wolf Amidst the Stars by Vengeance C, a tribute to the kind and talented musician Black Werevolk, who passed away recently. It's an unfortunate truth that nothing lasts forever, and change can sometimes be cruel and swift. Like this piece, life is haunting, but it's also beautiful, and we must remember to treasure and be thankful for every moment that we have. So go celebrate life, and I'll see you all in November.